Luke chapter 20. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority you do these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?" And he answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing, and you answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men?" And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? And if we say of men, all the people will stone us, because they are persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered that they could not tell from where it was. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Then he began to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and let it out to gardeners, and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the gardeners, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard, but the gardeners beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. Then the Lord of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will respect him when they see him." But when the gardeners saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do to them? He shall come and destroy these gardeners, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "God forbid." And he saw them, and said, "What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? Whoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, because they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies who should pretend to be just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him to the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, "Master, we know that you speak and teach rightly, neither do you accept the person of any, but teach the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give taxes to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Why do you tempt me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription does it have?" They answered and said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Give therefore to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to God the things which are God's." And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. Then certain of the Sadducees came to him, who deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, "Master, Moses wrote to us, if any man's brother dies, having a wife, and he dies without children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up children for his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children, and died. Last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? Because seven had her for a wife." And Jesus answering said to them, "The children of this world marry, and are given in marriage. But those who shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry, nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, because they are equal to the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, because he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, because all live to him." Then certain of the scribes answering said, "Master, you have well said." And after that they dared not ask him any question at all. And he said to them, "How is it that they say that Christ is David's son? And David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord Jehovah said to my Lord, sit on my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool.' David therefore called him Lord. How is he then his son?" Then in the audience of all the people he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes, who desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers. the same shall receive greater damnation.